A simple question. Why do you want to know God? Why do you want to know God? Maybe it's because you want to get to heaven. Maybe it's because you want to understand the world. Or because you want to know the truth. But ultimately, we want to know God because we want to be happy. Now, if any of those reasons describe your desire, it's not totally because of everything you've done. It's because that was the way you were made. Jeremiah tells us in our first reading, the Lord says, "I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All shall know me, says the Lord. Our first reading tells us that we were made to desire God. The question is that enough? If everything else was gone, would the desire for God written on your heart still survive? Well, this month marks the 150th anniversary of an example of that survival. The 150th anniversary of what is, in my opinion, one of the most incredible stories in the history of Christianity. And we've had some incredible stories in our history. Well, the story actually begins in the 1540s, when St. Francis Xavier set foot on the island of Japan. The introduction of Christianity to Japan. And because the government was not centralized, he was able to preach freely and successfully. At its height, there were tens of thousands of Christians in Japan. But by the end of the 1500s, it was a centralized government. And they felt very threatened by the church. A systematic persecution began where anyone who claimed to be Christian was killed. They used what was called a tread image. It was an image of Jesus on the cross or the Blessed Virgin Mary, and everyone was required to stomp on the image to show that they weren't Catholic. And those who refused to stomp on the image would be tortured or killed. And in less than 15 years, all believers were either killed or hiding. Japan shut the door to the outside world, and the church was officially gone. But was God gone? The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us that because we were made by God and for God, the desire for God is really written on our hearts. Even before we even know who he is. And that desire can't totally disappear, even if we choose to push it aside or ignore it. All the external things may come and go, but God can't come and go. because he's always been there. So in the 1850s, Japan was once again opened to the West, including Christian missionaries. A Catholic parish was created, and its pastor, Father Bernard Pettigene, was happy that the church was once again on the island. Until 150 years ago, this month, when 15 elderly Japanese walked up to his door and asked him about a faith that they had been passing on for 250 years. They asked him about Jesus Christ. You know, they saw his statue of Mary holding a child, and they knew that it had something to do with Christmas. And they even asked if it was not the 17th day of the time of sadness, which Father Pettigene knew was Lent. He didn't know what to say. He was speechless. For 250 years, cut off from the world, the Kakure Kirishitan, or hidden Christians, had never stopped practicing the faith. No priests, no Bible, no teachers, just memories, a few images, traditions, and a desire for God that was written on their hearts. Now, I can't even sign my name the same way from time to time. And yet, for more than two centuries, the story is that Pope Pius XI broke down and cried when he heard that Catholics in Japan had maintained the faith on their own for 250 years. We're blessed to have so many ways to experience the faith here at the cathedral. But even if those weren't available, I know that the desire for God is written on every single one of your hearts. Not because you're Christian, but because you're human. And if that desire for God is truly in our heart, and not just something on the surface, then it's not going to be deterred when practicing the faith is difficult. You know, I've seen positive examples of that. And when someone tells me that they haven't been to confession for a long time, and they don't really know what to do, and they can't remember the act of contrition, but Father, the thought has never really left my mind. It was written on their heart. Or when I visit someone in the nursing home who can't even remember her children's names, but praise every word of the Hail Mary with me. All the external is gone, but he's always been here. Now, there are less positive examples as well. It's not so much an issue here in Dodge City, but for many, including in our diocese, they're faced with the question, how far am I willing to travel for Mass on Sunday morning? Or how early am I willing to wake up if I'm on vacation or if that's my only option? Or if I'm with a priest whose accent I don't understand, do I grumble or tune it out or even not go? In other words, am I only drawn by that which is on the surface, or by that which is part of my DNA in my heart? 150 years ago, the discovery of the hidden Christians in Japan gave us an unforgettable example of the law of God written on our hearts. Other things will come and go, but the desire for God is always there, if only we choose to embrace it.